Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing praise to our God, for he is gracious. It is fitting to praise him. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord sustains the lowly. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. To his wisdom, there is no limit. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise with the heart to our God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Soras, and I welcome you. I am Arlene Young, and on behalf of our Southfield Alumni Chapter President, beloved Sora Keisha Thurman, and co-chaplain Don Clark, and co-chaplain Latasha Gray, and the members of the Council of Chaplains, I welcome you. What I want to say to you this morning, I just read Psalm 147, stanzas 1 through 7, and we just want to start out with praise to God. He is worthy of all the glory and the honor. And again, I welcome you this morning to this prayer line, which happens to be number 11. We began at the end of March, and now this is the first Saturday in June. Praise be to God. Okay, we will, and I thank all of you who are on this line right now. I thank God for each and every one of you for being here and honoring the request to pray for those who are some the less fortunate and weak, but for each and every one of us. I will turn it over now to either Chaplains Portia Lockett or Chaplain Velva Flowers. I don't know which order you will be going in, but then after they have prayed, Co-Chaplain Don Clark will close us out.
Amen.
And now, praise God.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Portia. So a few months ago, I was in the midst of a beautiful dream that caused a huge smile to come across my face and joy in my spirit. But within a matter of moments, I was shaken and disturbed to discover a global pandemic had come to America, my state, my city, my family, my inner circle. Fear, worry, anxiety, and unsettledness all wrapped up into one seemed to create a huge ball in my stomach that caused a spiritual ache like I've never experienced before. I have always been one with extreme measures of faith, but even I sighed, I cried, I lied down, and I wept like a baby, waiting for my daddy to take me in his arms and reassure me that everything was going to be all right. And as I began to rise up and get my bearings in order, realign my thoughts with godly thoughts, my words with words of life, and reminding God of his word, I then began to feel a little bit better. So I restrapped myself with faith, a mindset of faith over fear, faith over fear. And then my brother, George Floyd, killed, became the center of attention across the world within conversations that led to demonstrations that revealed the trueness of this world. Yes, the isms still exist. So again, I'm enraged. I'm feeling anger. I'm hurt. I'm worried. Will this one day be my brother? Will this one day be my son? All these feelings begin to set in. And wondering if this part of the dream was really a reality and if it was ever going to be an end. And over the last few weeks, I'm sure we've heard several quotes regarding injustice. And I pondered over numerous ones throughout this week. But then I was led to a question. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? And I do believe that Jesus would urge us to take a personal inventory, look inside of our own hearts before we can correct what others are doing. And in Matthew 7:3-5, it says,
Why do you notice a splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me remove the splinter from your eye, while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. And as I begin to think that verse over, I begin to think to myself, what do I need to do? How can I look internally at myself? Charity towards others must be at the forefront of any fight for injustice. It should form our views, but also our actions. And as we know, we cannot fight fire with fire. It will only ignite more flames and the fire will become bigger. Instead, we need to fight injustice by looking inside of our hearts, correcting what we find there, and then going on in a spirit of charity to bring peace into the world. So as my sisters, I encourage you all to continue what we've been doing for so long, is to continue to educate ourselves on the movement at hand. Work on our own habits and our own beliefs. Research the local presence. Take action in our community. Go to a protest or a demonstration. Use our form of social media to get the word out. Volunteer our time. Continue to pray, meditate, and have the conversation. And remember, as always, love each other and check on each other. Amen. Sister Velvet.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace and thanksgiving. We thank you for being the mighty great God that you are. We thank you for being our source, substance, and supply. We thank you for revealing yourself as our peace, joy, and love. We thank you for unfolding in our lives as wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding, and discernment. God, we thank you for good health, uncommon favor, open doors, and kingdom connections. We thank you, God, for your mercy, your grace, your goodness, your kindness, your guidance, your direction, your courage, and your strength. God, we thank you for your power, your presence, your anointing, and your abundance that flows in us and through us on a daily basis. God, we thank you for being a force in our lives. You are a mighty good God, and we love you. We bless your name this morning. We open up our mouths and lift up our voices, and we shout hallelujah. God, this has been a rough week. We are still in the middle of fighting a pandemic, fighting for our lives, fighting for our loved ones to stay healthy and safe and whole, and dead smack in the middle of fighting one giant, another one raises its ugly head named racism and police brutality. But God, we refuse to buckle in the middle of the fight because we know that you are with us. Thank you, God, for being with us. Thank you for never leaving us, for never forsaking us. We proclaim Ephesians 3:20 over our lives. Now glory to our God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask for, imagine, or hope for, according to the power at work in us. There is a power at work in us. God, give us the strength to remember that there is a power deep down inside of us. God, give us the strength and the stamina to keep fighting. Give us the strength and the stamina to keep believing. Give us the strength and the stamina to keep protesting against that which is wrong. Give us the strength and the stamina to keep speaking out against evil and wickedness. God, help us not to become weary and well-doing, because you said in your word that at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not faint and give up. We call out the names of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Trayvon Martin, Ahmaud Arbery, Sandra Bland, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Philando Castile, and we lift up all of the hundreds of thousands of names we don't know, but God, you know who they are. God, we lift up their families to you. We lift up their children to you, and we pray that their lives will not be in vain. Our hearts are lifted up to you, God, this morning. Infuse our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. Infuse our emotions, God, with a spirit that says we will not quit. Help us, God, to never give up. In the memory of George Floyd, help us, God, to keep going. In the memory of Breonna Taylor, help us, God, to stay conscious and awake.
Help us not to concede to perceived power. Help us not to relinquish our divine power. We know who we are in you, oh God. We are your children. We are royalty. And we're not backing up. We're not packing up. We're not slacking up, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we're going to continue to lift our eyes to the hills, which cometh our help, because we know our help comes from you, God. Thank you for bringing us together this morning. Thank you for wrapping your arms around us, God. Thank you for wiping every tear from our eye. Thank you for healing our bodies and reminding us that you are a healer. Thank you, God, for giving us the unction and the strength to fight in the middle of a fight that we're already in. Thank you for reminding us we can make it another day. Thank you for encouraging us to keep on fighting. Thank you for assuring us that the fires can't burn us, the waters can't overtake us, the weapons cannot prosper. Thank you for being our God. It is because of you that we will and we shall continue the fight. We love you, God, and we bless your name. And we cast every care and every concern on you, because you can handle it and you can take it. Order our steps, guide us and direct us, tell us what to do, where to go, what to say, and how to be a blessing to our people and our community in ways that will bring glory and honor to your name. We love you, God, and we bless your holy name. And we pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, our help and our strength. And all of the sorrows say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, so Arlene, for welcoming us this morning. Thank you, so Portia, for that inspiring meditation. Thank you, so our flowers, for that soul-stirring prayer. And before I close this out, I want to allow our illustrious president, so Keisha Thurman, if she would have any words for us this morning.
Thank you, so Don. Good morning, Sorors. First, and as always, thank you to Thor Sherry, the chair of our spectacular ICT team, for her continued support in bringing us these calls, and to our Justice Fabulous co-chaplains and the Council of Chaplains for bringing us these truly spirit-filled messages every Saturday. I believe we are on week 11, as Thor Arlene mentioned. Thor, you know, it's early. We love you. We appreciate you all for getting up and praying with us and for us this morning. Please keep Thor Venus Brown and her family in your thoughts and prayers, and the loss of her brother-in-law this week after a short but sudden health challenge, and all of the Thors on the prayer list and their loved ones that are in the need of prayer. So as we enjoy another beautiful weekend, which is on tap, please continue to also pray for our country as we continue to live in these coronavirus times and all the unrest as we continue in our search for justice and peace, as I said last Saturday. Be safe out there. I love you. As the state continues to open up a little bit more day by day, just be careful as you're, you know, out there in those streets. Just be careful, Thor. Being out there, Thor, people don't have on masks, you know, touching stuff, breathing on stuff. I don't know. Just be careful. Wear your mask and do what you know is right, even when the others are not. Have a great day. And thank you for joining the call this morning.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Sora Keisha.
Thank you.
As we close out this prayer call, Sora, I just want to remind us of God's love for us. I know it's difficult sometimes to remember how much he loves us in times when COVID-19 is ravaged our community, when social unrest and police brutality and racial injustice is continuing to ravage our land. But God loves us. He loves us. And so I want to leave us with his word from Romans 8, verses 35 through 37. It says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean that he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or we are persecuted, hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scripture says, for your sake we are killed every day, being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. So as we are loved, and we are loved well by God. And I pray that as the day goes on, the weeks go on, that we are surrounded by his love, that we are filled afresh with his love, and that we feel his presence in these moments even more. May your day be blessed. Enjoy the weekend, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.